And thank you very much to everyone who has just spoken for your comments and inputs, all of which are invaluable, and the working group will take all into consideration. Madam Chairperson, and to those who post questions and comments, we're pleased that there's progress on the drafting of the declaration that you're so ably leading, and the working group will continue to engage in this process, in particular areas, some of which I telegraphed in my statement a few moments ago. There is momentum for a new decade, and I use the word new deliberately because as we travel across the globe, in my own country, in my own region, and many regions of the world, we acknowledge that progress has been made, but there is a lot of evidence of stalled progress and reversals. If we look at how the history of people of African descent is being portrayed, and the reversals even in legislation and provision and protection measures. So we want to build on the momentum in a new decade, and I've telegraphed some of the ways that that can be done. Finally, the question of reparatory justice is not a question of debate. It is now a question of how and when. I think there's momentum for this. To this end, the working group will hold its 35th session in November next year on reparatory justice and use the time until then to engage in consultations in person and online with various groups. We're concerned about people of African descent in some parts of Europe where they are not visible, across Asia where they are virtually invisible. And as the working group discovered and reported after its country visit to Australia, this is a global perspective that I bring to the table. Finally, I'd like to say that the working group is also interested in and is continuing to build on its engagement with the African Union Diaspora Division on the inputs to the African Commission for Human and People's Rights. And in November this year, we will hold our 33rd session in Addis Ababa, precisely to try to engage with that division and to meld the perspectives so that when we speak of people of African descent, wherever they are, when we look at the linkages between Africans and people of African descent, we stand on solid ground. I thank you again, Madam Chairperson, for this opportunity to share the perspectives of the Working Group of People of African Descent. And again, salute you on the sterling work you're doing in leading this process. Thank you very much.